I was thinking we could all have a nice Sunday roast together this week. Me and your dad, Brian and Cheryl, you and...
If you say Anne, I'm going to have to punch something. Jay Ruttman scraped his floppy hair from his eyes and screwed the top on his sports bottle, trying not to imagine the neck was his mother's. This old chestnut again. He had no idea why it was his mum who then sighed, as it was he who should be exasperated. Hanging the tatty tea towel Barbara had used to dry her plastic Tupperware box back on the rail under the kitchen sink, she at least offered a smidgen of defence to her reply.
"I wasn't going to say Anne at all. I was going to say you and, I don't know, someone else."
"Who, mum?" Jay immediately bit his tongue. This route of conversation didn't require further encouragement. Not that his usual morose silence had ever been able to stop his mum mid-tracks when she was determined to get something out of him. Through blood, sweat and tears, by the looks of things. "Actually, don't answer that. Can't you just moan about the state of my kit instead?" That was something he could at least rectify. Barbara pointed an accusatory finger right in his face. Jay had to hobble backwards to avoid a scratch of a pointed nail.
"Oh, you'll be picking up the mud you trampled all over the carpet last night before you leave."
"Sure thing," he smiled. Narrowing her eyes, Barbara yanked out a sheet of tinfoil from the box, tore it off using the serrated plastic teeth, and wrapped her delicately made ham sandwich in it. Jay knew that wasn't the end of this, not by a long shot, and certainly not with the way she rammed her lunch into the plastic confines of Tupperware without due care or attention.
"You've been going to that university for a year now. You can't tell me you ain't met nobody. I know you was talking to a girl on the phone the other week. Are you embarrassed by us, Jay? Is that what it is? Because we don't have lots of money like your university friends do, you don't invite any of them to meet us."
That stung. "No, mum." He shook his head. "I just ain't found anyone decent enough to meet you." He hoped that flattery would suffice enough for his mum to just drop it, and added a peck to her cheek for good measure. She liked it when he did that. He was sure of it. As her youngest son, he was still a baby in her eyes, and one that could wrap her around his pinky when it mattered.